Greetings to the Wasatch High School Marching Band. This is Dale Warren from the University of Arkansas, here with you at the UMEA Red Rock State Marching Band Championships in lovely, gorgeous, stunning St. George, Utah on Friday, November the 4th. Looking forward to catching your show for the first time this season. Is that a hot air balloon basket? I'm already intrigued. This could be fun. Oh, there are two of them. Wow. So this will be a lot of fun. We hope you guys have your best show to date. Students have a blast performing, and I'll be back when you're set up and ready to go. I really do hope that we take off a hot air balloon from the field today. That'll be exciting. Drum majors, thanks for your salute and, you know, climbing and hats off during the salute and being ready to go right from the jump. That's excellent production value. Bravo. All right, let's log and load here. Have some fun. Oh, you're in three here, huh? What's the tune? Nice flute sound. I wouldn't cut it off quite that abruptly. I would feather that release, dovetail it a bit more, and I would change the speed of the vibrato on the both the sustain notes we've had in the soloist. Maybe start slow, speed up, then slow back down as you diminuendo. Yeah, we don't want a breath there, though. We got to make it all the way to the phrase ending. Need a little more of the front ensemble melodic material here. And particularly, I think the synth has some stuff we need to hear more of, just based on the fingers. So it's a flute solo with woodwind accompaniment, battery, you know, light pulse, front ensemble basically arpeggiated. Yeah, trumpets, wow, really sharp and strident. Wow, we got to not make those sounds. I think you were just a little hyped up there, trumpets, right? Kind of overplayed a bit. Yeah, still had some folks kind of sticking out of the crescendo, but it's the right idea musically. And I'd love to hear more from your three tuba players when you're in a 2D ensemble moment like that. Need to hear way more of the mellophone solos. I hear more of the synthesizer than I do of the mellophone. So it's a musical food chain issue for me so far, guys. Here's what that means, students. It means we only get it the way you give it to us, meaning, you know, how to listen. Yeah, like that release not being together. I don't have an equalizer app up here on my iPad, so I can't push up, oh, I need more mellophone and pull down, I need less synthesizer, I need more woodwind, I need less battery, whatever. We only get it the way you give it to us, so it's got to be absolutely perfect. Every note's got to be exactly the right amount. We had not a great release there, trumpets. Okay. That's improved in terms of homogeneousness and clarity of intent. Don't get growly on me, though. I heard some tension in that. All right. So back to that analogy. So you got to know who's the main thing is. You heard that your whole marching band life, make the main thing the main thing. So what's primary, secondary, tertiary within the counterpoint at all times? We got to know our responsibilities. And hit us upside the head with what the main thing is. And it doesn't have to be the melody. If it's a cool alto line, then fine. If it's an accompaniment figure in the keyboards, fine. But just so we know, communicate. Oh, is this Canyons? I think it is. Yeah, too heavy though, low brass. Anytime you do minimalistic music, there has to be momentum. There has to be propulsion, even though there's not a lot of change. It's, again, minimal material to work with, right? Yeah, that's a great effect with the body, though, to get the Doppler. But what's the main thing here? Just the ostinato, or is it what's going on in the synth? I think it's probably the synth. Now, the trill has got to be controlled, and we have to get the trill speed all the way to reach trumpets. It's really sharp, strident again, very bright. those are sounds that, what we say in the business, don't play well with other sounds. So we can't get homogenous because we can't get blend. So you have to make sure you create a sound that blends with all the other sounds. Okay, now this is great. Although I think the front ensemble is too loud for the low brass. They're playing very much in control, though, and they're playing up here at us, which is great. I always tell everybody I work with, put an imaginary target on the 50-yard line press box, put every note in the bullseye of that target. Now, the trombone solo needs to be bigger. So just turn that player up, whoever's running the board. Like, more musicianship, more expressiveness, you know. And I tell, again, everybody, outdoors, you have to do musicianship to excess. Expression has to be done to excess. And woodwinds, I know you're thinking, well, we can't really get that soft to be heard. You're right, absolutely true. But you get your changes and through intensity changes more than actual decibel changes. So the synth is primary, or is the flute primary, or is the clarinet primary? Well, is the duet primary? You know, again, if I'm asking questions, that's bad. If it's clear as a bell, you hit me upside the head with a 2x4, here's the main thing, whack. That's good. Okay, trumpet, stick it out, sharp, strident. Not a good trumpet sound, not a professional sound. Every sound you make's got to be pro. That's like, who's your favorite trumpet player? Chris Martin? You know, was it Bud Hirsuth? Is it John Hagstrom? Pick that person, Wenton, you know. And then listen, and emulate those sounds. Recreate the sounds of your favorite pros on your instrument. Yeah, that's a beautiful moment. That may be the most musical thing you've done in the show right there. You use silence. And there's only two elements in music, right? Sound and silence. And you use the silence beautifully. And then we came in harshly, brass. It has so much tongue in that. You know, if I hear the tongue, I'm hearing technique. I'm not hearing music. And in effect, the main thing is to get rid of the blemishes, right? Because what creates maximum effect? Excellence. So every sound's got to be excellent. It's got to be pro. Like that release. Everybody didn't make it to the inhalation point together. And I'm assuming that the main thing there was that synthesizer moment. Okay, this is one of the better full 2D moments you've had. You have an excellent conductor, by the way. This student has done a tremendous job for you the entire show, actually. Just super clear. I would even recommend maybe using a baton. Yeah, again, not a great release. Kind of ragged. Okay. There's a lot of good energy. There's a lot of good intensity. There's a lot of terrific positives. There's some beautiful music selected, et cetera, et cetera. And if there's the one thing I can say to this band that hopefully will make the difference, it's excellence creates effect. So you've got to play, you know, every one of you, you've got to play your instrument better. You've got to play with a more mature sound, better in pitch, better balance, better blend, better articulation, better phrasing, better dynamics. You get it. The whole list. All pedagogy. And then it has to be artistically motivated. So I'm sure this is probably the end for you. But for next year, why don't we start with the end in mind, meaning gestalt, right? So how is this phrase going to be shaped? What's going to be the primary, secondary, tertiary, or melody, counter, melody, harmony, ostinato, however you all talk about it? We're going to have the woodwind choir, the first two bars is the main thing. Then we're going to have the mellophones, the third and fourth bars is the main thing. Then we're going to have the front ensemble, the fifth and sixth bars is the main thing. Then we're going to have full band, crescendo, and tubas, and low reeds are going to lead it, the seventh and eighth bar. I mean, you get my point. Here's going to be the shape. Here's the undulation. Here's the roadmap. Here's going to be the journey that we take through this part of the production. And start with that. Start teaching those concepts on the reed so that, you know, you don't have to add things, you know, at the end of the season while you're worried about getting the drill on and all those kinds of things. So start with the end in mind. Make all your decisions artistically based. expressively based, musically based, and I think you're going to love the results because there's a lot of great things going on with the ensemble. So thanks for being here. Hope the commentary is of value. Hope you guys have a great experience here today, and I hope you have safe travels home tonight and a marvelous end to your semester. It's been a privilege and a joy. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.